Okay, good morning. We continue our weekly Shaharim B'Tfilah, Wednesday mornings after the 7:45 minyan. I apologize, no coffee and donuts, but you could take it out on Dunkin' Donuts, which is not yet reopened. We are on page Kuf Ayin Dalad, towards the end, Pirkei Siyam, the concluding chapters. And Rav Pinkus has a message that is so relevant for us all the time, but particularly in these days. Yeshne Itza Amuka Mo'ila Lahagia Lahachanos Alev. We've been talking about when we are distracted, when we are displaced, when we have every excuse in the world, why not to concentrate in prayer. Be it you're on lockdown from a hurricane, or you're stuck in an airport, or your sun is setting while you're driving on the highway and you have to daven next to your car. But really it's the opposite. In those moments of being outside of our routine, they're not times to concede or forfeit. They're times to dig deep and double down and really transform them to most spiritually uplifting and enriching moments. And the suggestion, the strategy, how to do it, Gam Yisod Gadol Halacha L'Maisa B'chol Inyan HaTfilah B'Avodas Hashem Inyan HaHachana SheTzorach SheYachin Atzma L'Fnei HaTfilah V'Lefnei Asiyas Kol Mitzvah. The answer is mindfulness. And the answer to mindfulness is preparation. Chazal tells us, Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana. You cannot achieve holiness or sanctity. You cannot achieve anything meaningful without preparation. It takes intent. It takes preparing. It takes getting organized and getting ready. We already spoke about, says Rav Pinkus, the idea of preparing. But there in the introduction to the book, the notion of getting ready was in another context. When the Shulchan Aruch talks about preparing for davening, it means you need to get rid of all of those extraneous thoughts, all of those worries, all those distractions. You know, the imagery that I try to use right before I daven the Amida is as if you have a shelf and it's filled, cluttered with papers or books, and you take your hands and you just take it all, you just throw it all off. Get rid of it. Whatever's cluttering your mind, the phone calls, the to-do list, the tasks, whatever's cluttering your mind, the worry, the anxiety, the stress, whatever's cluttering your mind, the distraction, the cell phone, shut it all off, disconnect, and connect to what really matters, to the Almighty, and daven from the bottom of your heart, whether it's to ask, or whether it's to thank Him after the fact. But there the Shulchan Aruch was talking about getting rid of the distractions. Aval yesh od inyan shalachana. Says Rav Pinkus, there is a second concept of getting ready. And the other idea of preparing is not only eliminating the distractions, but it's actually thinking about how you're going to take advantage, what you're going to say. It's a big controversy. You know, the Yehuda was very against saying it. Others are for it. Rav Asher Weiss recently wrote a whole article about this, but some have the custom before doing a mitzvah of saying, Hineni muchanum zumun, or l'shem yichud kudshu brichu. We, the Nodim Yehuda, was against it because he said, we have something to prepare us for doing a mitzvah. It's called a bracha, a birchas mitzvah. We say the bracha that gets us ready. We don't need to add any other introduction. But others have that introduction. What's the idea of the introduction is, I'm about to do a mitzvah. I don't want to randomly hear the shofar. I don't want to randomly take the Dalad Minim. I don't want to randomly be... I want to take a moment and direct my thoughts and tap into the energy and the experience and what this is all about. Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana. You're going out for date night with your wife? Think about what you're going to talk about and how it's going to be an amazing evening and not just how you're going to get bogged down by all of the stressful conversations. You're about to go to shul? Think about what you're going to talk to the Ribbono Shalom about. You're about to do a mitzvah? Think about what is the deeper meaning, what is the energy in that mitzvah. I felt this most poignantly, and I say this not to name drop or try to impress anyone, but as a rabbi in South Florida where our votes count, I've been invited several times to meetings at the White House, and one with the president, and I'll never forget the first time I flew into Washington. I had a few hours before, and I sat in a park opposite the White House, and I organized my thoughts and wrote out every word that if I had an audience, if I had a moment to speak, if I got to say something to the most powerful man alive, what would it be? What would it be? How would I take advantage? How would I articulate it? How would I make it compelling? What would I ask for? What would the message be? A request, a gratitude, both. And I would never forget flying home that night feeling so incredibly stupid. I davened Marav, and I said, how come I don't do that? The King of Kings, the one who really has all the answers to all that we do. We're late to shul, we rush in, we throw on our tefillin, we barely pay attention. Afterwards, we don't even remember if we really davened. We rush out early, we're looking at our phone 10 times in between, let alone prepare. So imagine you sit in your car, you get to shul early, you sit in your car for 2 minutes and you say, I'm about to go in, I have an audience with the King of Kings, I'm going into the Oval Office, Kiviyach, or Lahavdil, I'm going into the sanctuary, I'm going into the Situation Room to meet with the Ribono Shel Olam. What do I want to ask him for? What do I want to say? How do I want to say it? What do I want to thank him for? That's the other hachana that Rav Pinkus is talking about. Not just the hachana of getting rid of the distractions, the preparation of saying, how will I most tap into this experience? How can I gain the most? Sheyedah ma'omed lasos v'heach la'asosa bo'ofen ayoser tov. Sheyedah l'fnei oseh ha'metzvah v'az te'asu la'avadasa b'shlemus. Who am I going to meet with? I'm not just going to see my friends in shul. I'm not just going to catch up after the hurricane. I'm so excited how to go, what happened, damage. But I'm going to be having an audience with the Ribono Shel Olam, the Melech Malchei Amlochim. So to take a moment, whether it's to arrive a few minutes early and sit in the car, whether it's to stand in the door before you walk in, say, I'm about to walk into shul. This is an altogether different place and different experience. Ulamashal, Hineinu Ro'os Tfilos Yamim Noraim. Sinyana Diyoma. And unfortunately, we're out of time. But he says, we still have next Wednesday, Erev Rosh Hashanah. He says, this is Yom Naram, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Shetzurasam shona legamre mikol tfilos Hashanah. V'yef shalomar. Shoshana zenoveh rak neshe'odam mishtadu yosem mekidushas hayom. The davening of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are altogether categorically different than the rest of the year. And it's not just because the liturgy is different. Hare habe me'itanu nafsham chashkal esbal b'chol yom k'v'yom Naram. We wish we were as inspired every day as we are for Ne'ilah. And yet, we struggle. Right? So on an ordinary Wednesday, you wish it was a Ne'ilah, but within 10 seconds, your mind's already wandering. Whereas, Ne'ilah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what's the difference? Why is it that on those days, you're able to be elevated, and on the ordinary day, you struggle to remain connected, even for 10 seconds? We'll pick up from there, Mirtz Hashem, next week with coffee and donuts for those not fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah next week. Have a great day.